Yes, it's time for the Sanha call-in program. Mulana Bilal, my good friend, joining me in the studio. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
How are you doing on this beautiful Monday evening?
Alhamdulillah, very good, alhamdulillah. You're looking very well rested.
Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mulana, the first question is food fruit plus sweets halal?
Fruit plus sweets, yes, they are halal. They are made in Malaysia, and they do contain bovine gelatin, which comes exclusively from animals slaughtered in the correct manner by Muslims.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Then, I'm not sure if you touched on it, but maybe you can remind listeners that Sana launches WhatsApp broadcast list.
About a week back, we did launch this WhatsApp broadcast list, where we will be sending out notifications, urgent announcements, and so forth. So, at this stage, we're still collating all the information from the people who have sent requests to be added to the group, and inshallah, once the data capturing has been completed, then we will then be able to send out the announcements.
Okay, so it's another platform, the same type of information that people receive on Twitter and anything, any of the other platforms.
Yes, that's correct.
Alhamdulillah. Now, the question that comes up here is that, is TUC original biscuits halal?
The non-meat flavored variants are halal suitable, yes.
Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, and you, Manana?
Alhamdulillah, what's your question?
Manana, I wanted to know if the Funic Drive-In restaurant is halal.
Where is this restaurant situated?
In America.
Okay, we haven't certified any restaurants beyond the borders of South Africa at the moment.
Okay, so, and Manana, is the Sweetie Pie halal?
Sweetie Pie by Bayez?
Cheese?
Yes, that is halal, certified mass.
Okay, JazakAllah, Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum Assalam.
Next caller, Assalamu Alaikum.
Can you hear me? Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Assalam. Yes, you're live on air.
I hope you can hear me. In the produce center in Brixton, there's an outlet that's selling chicken next to Pick and Pay. It's owned by a Hindu guy. Previously, he had a Muslim guy working. That Muslim guy left him. I don't know on what grounds can you certify it halal. Because I see, I was told that from the ulama that the Hindu owner, non-Muslim, if he ran short of this thing, he can go buy from non-Muslim places as well. There's one there, and there's one in the Baker Street, old Baker Street Skyline Motors. He's got a halal sign there as well. Both are Hindus.
Okay.
Well, you listen on air, and Mullah will respond, okay?
Yes.
Okay, basically, I think the consumer is alluding to the Chisanyama at the Protea Center, which is certified by us. So here, whilst the owner is not a Muslim, he is Muslim supervision on site. Yes. There are Muslim staff there, as well as there would be very frequent inspections, at least 15 times a month. So that is the core and the crux of our halal program there. So we are able to give assurances that definitely whatever you buy there will be halal.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's continue with the various callers. The next one is let's go to the lines first for that one, and we'll come back. Yeah, on the Sanha Twitter line, I see the question is that is shellac halal? What is the shellac, and what's the story with regards to shellac?
Okay, shellac is an insect derivative. At one time, the Muftis had advised caution, you know, in being a part of an insect. But when they had done some detailed research on shellac, they came to understand that it's very similar to honey, that it's a secretion of an insect, and there's no real part of the body of the insect which remains in the ingredient shellac. So mm-hmm. That's why they had given, they reviewed their stance and said that shellac is halal.
Okay. Then, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes.
Woolworths donuts, are they halal?
Woolworths in the bakery, we would only approve of the donuts if they actually have the Sana logo on the packaging. In that way, we would know that it comes from a Sana certified place. And in this case, our logo with the, there's a S code under our logos. These are unique codes that are assigned to all suppliers, so we can trace exactly who the supplier is. If it doesn't have our logo, regrettably, we are not in a position to give any assurance.
JazakAllah for that. Next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
You have an A. What is it that you'd like to know?
The Mr. Sweets strawberry fluffs, are they halal?
Okay, that specific product I'm not sure about, but in general, most of the Mr. Sweets products do contain bovine gelatin, and we don't approve of them. With regards to the specific variant, we can query it further on your behalf.
Oh, okay, JazakAllah.
Khair. Next caller, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Live on A, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ghanesha. I just want to find out Maynard's jelly status and Maynard's jelly juice, beacons, is it halal?
Okay, so what you have to do with Maynard's products is look in the ingredients. If it's gelatin free, then it is halal suitable. If it does contain gelatin, then it's not approved by us.
Okay.
Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Okay, what is your question?
Is pop shots halal?
And who is the manufacturer of that product?
JazakAllah.
Who is the manufacturer of the product? Pop shots.
Pop shots. So, Mom, we need clarity on that from Pop Shots.
Further information, inshallah, then we can answer.
Okay, in the interim, let's take a few more of the messages that have come through. Crispy, creamy donuts, one that comes in every weekend in workout. Perhaps you can just explain that.
Okay, this is a franchise concept again. We would only give an assurance once we've formalized an agreement with the head office. Regrettably, to date, we haven't formalized such an agreement with them. So, we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. We go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'd like to know the M&M's made in America. Are they halal sutra?
Okay, we're not aware of M&M. These are the peanut products being imported directly from America to South Africa. And what we found in the South African market is M&M's made in Poland and M&M's made in Malaysia. Those are halal suitable. If you could forward us the details, tell us where you bought the product, and then we can investigate further, inshallah, on your behalf.
Okay, JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Is Iqbal's meat and Dal and Delhi, Binoni and Lanesha halal?
Iqbal's? Just check on that. I'm not sure at the moment. Can we go to the next question and I'll answer that?
Is Cadbury Shortcake Tumblers and Whispers? There's no stamp on it.
Those are halal suitable.
Okay.
They're not certified halal, but in terms of the ingredients, they are halal suitable.
Okay. Let's go back to the callers. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
Where are you calling from?
I never hear you the first time.
Okay, so the question pop was, the product, where is it, by who is it manufactured?
South Africa.
It's in South Africa, and the manufacturer's name?
Not sure.
Okay, can you please check that?
ABC Food.
Is it distributed by them or made by them?
It's made by them.
Okay, I'm not sure about the product. Please send us an email or phone us at the office. We will query it further for you.
Okay, sure.
Regarding the question on Iqbal's meat, they're not certified by Sena.
Okay. JazakAllah for calling in. Assalamu alaikum. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mesa in Johannesburg.
Yes, and what is that?
You know, I go quite frequently past a shop in Brixton, in the Protea Center, right? Now, this is the Chisanyama shop, and it's actually approved, Sena approved, right?
That's correct, yes.
But I never ever see any Muslim supervision in that shop. It makes me very worried.
Okay. Okay, so that's a query that you're going to raise with the Sena to look into the matter. And we'd like to get some feedback from them, inshallah.
Definitely there is Muslim staff on the site there. Sometimes obviously not clearly identifiable, you know, they might not be wearing Islamic garb at the moment the brother walks past. But there is Muslim staff.
Okay, Mark, can you just look into that matter and just give us feedback on this issue particularly? And then we know that there's clarity, you can put our minds to rest on the issue. Call on the line, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
What's your question?
Salam.
You live on air, what's your question?
Could you please tell me if Skittles is halal?
Skittles, okay.
Skittles, they used to contain carmine and were not approved. At the moment, we are re-evaluating them. We await some information from the manufacturer, then we'll know clearly whether they are still haram or if they are now halal.
Okay, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. So that one, they're going to put it in the cupboard and wait.
No.
I know, I remember one of our ustads told us that put it in the cupboard and take it out after 5 years, but then it will be halal.
No, it doesn't take so long.
Okay, so let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air? There seems to be a problem there, people not speaking up. In the meantime, the next one is that is the Solio 60s yogurt-coated pretzels produced in Poland by Aksam halal?
Okay, that product is also under query at the moment. At the moment, we're not sure. We wait for information from the manufacturer.
Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
You live on air. What is it that you'd like to know?
Mulana, I just wanted to know if the Marvelous Chocolates, the Cadbury Marvelous Chocolates, is halal.
Yes, that product is halal.
Okay, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Okay, now the next one is the Happy Cow Wedges. Are they halal?
Happy Cow Wedges, they do contain kafir in it. They're not approved by SENA.
Is Cadbury 5 Star Chocolate halal?
Still under query at the moment.
Is the Bayer's Caramel Dream Bay halal?
Bayer's products, please look for our logo on them. They are certified by us, some of them. So you can identify that clearly via our logo.
And then Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs, at the moment under query.
Okay. 072-786-1548, if you'd like to send a message. If you'd like to call in, then 011-854-1548. The next one is the Cadbury and Crunchy Ice Cream.
The crunchy ice cream, that's halal suitable. When they say Cadbury ice cream, I think they're referring to the crunchy ice cream. Or the dairy milk. The dairy milk, the Oreo, as well as the crunchy. Those are halal suitable. The flake ice cream, we're still looking into that.
Okay, next one is, let's go to the lines first. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. China food coming from China, the China, all the sour China foods and all that. And the biscuits coming from Bangladesh and India. Did you investigate on that? It's been sold on a big scale, yeah.
Again, that's a very general query. We would check products on their own merit, you know, case by case, once we know what the brand name is, who the manufacturer is, and so forth. And then we would then advise with regards to a specific brand. But we can't say, you know, all China fruits is fine, or all biscuits from Bangladesh or India are fine. We would check it.
What's your default stance with regards to foreign things that coming out of the country, and you haven't, what do you usually advise in that regard?
Well, we would query the products. You know, with the globalization, we can't have a stance for South African products and a stance for imported products, except obviously in the category of meat, where, you know, in terms of halal, that's the most critical area.
So what's the stance in that regard?
So again, we don't accept imported poultry or meat products from other countries at the moment. Before we would give such an approval, that means that we would have to go to those plants, do audits there, in some cases actually place people that we have trusted, our own auditors at those premises, supervisors, so forth. Then perhaps, you know, we would look at certifying them or accepting meat products from other countries. But at the moment, with all those controls, we don't accept any meat products from other countries.
Let's go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Verulam.
Yes, what is your query?
Can you please tell me whether Oral-Wise ProSonic toothbrushes made in China is halal suitable?
Okay, those products are manufactured on behalf of the ShopRite Checkers Group. Regrettably, to date, we haven't been able to get sufficient information to give any assurance.
Jazakallah.
Now let's move on to the next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Tell me, Tad biscuits, are they halal? Bear in mind that they also manufacture bacon flavored biscuits.
Which product?
Tuck biscuit, T-U-C.
Yes, the non-meat flavor variants are halal suitable.
But then are they manufactured completely differently, because they also manufacture bacon biscuits, you know, bacon flavored.
Okay. So what would happen is in an industrial bakery, it's very different to what happens in you know, a home-based bakery or the bakery that we know, you know, the corner shop bakery. When these products are baked in these industrial factories, all the equipment would go under sanitization process, and they would be cleaned completely, you know, to not necessarily for the purposes of giving assurance for halal, but just generally for quality control purposes. Mm. You know, the company doesn't want to contaminate one flavor with another and so forth. They want a certain consistency in their products. So, you know, that would eliminate any contamination if they are using real bacon at that site also. You know, many a times it would be a bacon flavor, but there's no real bacon in there as well.
Then the Mr. Sweet, can we eat the sweets produced by Mr. Sweet?
Mr. Sweet, we've answered this earlier. Most of the products do contain bovine gelatin. They're not approved by us. Regrettably, the other products, you know, they are still other concerns like colorants, flavorants, emulsifiers, and so forth. And to date, we haven't received any disclosures from them.
Okay, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Live on air, what is it that you'd like to know?
I just know if the coleslaw's crisp, is it allowed?
Coleslaw made by which company?
I'm not sure.
Is it Truda Snacks or?
JD.
Okay, we haven't received any information from them.
Oh, okay. Zakra.
Next caller, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You like my
name? Oreo chocolate, halal.
Oreo chocolates.
The Oreo chocolate, regrettably, the company could not give us the assurances we needed, so we cannot give the go ahead on that product.
And the Oreo biscuits?
The biscuits, if they are made in Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, then they are halal suitable. If the strawberry variant is made in Indonesia, and that does have carmine, which is not approved by SENA.
Okay, one more question. The chocolates from Woolworths, is that halal?
Yes, that is halal, so too.
Okay, jazakallah so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. And then, is Fruity made by Tears Manufacturing Turkey halal?
To date, regrettably, we haven't approved any of the sweet or confectionery items from Turkey.
Okay, let's look at the next query. Okay, the person, and Ma, you did clarify it, but just for further, I'd like to know if Sana's WhatsApp number is operational, because we're not getting responses. So the question is that, will it be a platform for people to send messages and get replies?
No, it's not a platform for queries at the moment. It's simply for us if there is some urgent announcements or some news about halal that we need to disseminate to the public. This is another platform to spread that information. Again, if you look at the status, the WhatsApp status of our WhatsApp broadcast group, it clarifies what's the purpose of adding you to the group. To the broadcast service. And secondly, it will tell you that, you know, at the moment we are busy collating all the information and all the numbers of the people.
Call on the line. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Muslim, tell me, Asrafgard, is it permissible to take Asrafgard tablets?
Okay.
Okay. They do contain animal-derived ingredients, so our advice is rather stay away from them. There is an alternative called Osteo-Ease Acute.
Osteo-Ease, yes, I've heard of that, yes.
Okay, but it must be the acute variant as well. Not, there are other variants which are also problematic.
Okay, so Asrafgard, definitely should stay away from them.
Yeah. We would advise you rather use the alternative that is halal.
Jazakallah.
Important in point that, you know, with regards to that particular supplement, people do not consider much about medication, supplements, etc., while it may be problematic. The next one is Frankie's Cool Drink.
Frankie's Cool Drink is halal suitable, yes.
And Pringles.
Pringles, they are also halal suitable. They are made in Malaysia, actually certified by the Malaysian Halal Body.
Is vanilla essence an extract halal?
Vanilla extract, rather vanillin, we haven't come across any problem with. Vanilla essence and extract, it requires a bit of investigation because ethanol is used in the extraction of the vanilla, or in the case of vanilla essence, it actually contains ethanol. So we need to determine where does that ethanol come from. Is it from impure sources, in which case the vanilla essence would be haram? If it's from pure sources, then it would be halal to do.
Okay. And the next one is a message that's going around about rolls at Pick and Pay.
Okay. In general, with regards to non-Muslim owned bakeries, for bakeries where there's no Muslim supervision, no halal certification, always rather refrain, do not buy from such outlets, because the nature of a bakery is that there would be a high risk of contamination between all the different products they're baking there. So if they have meat products on site, for instance, definitely some remnants of the baking of the meat products will remain on the pans, and then also you have to look at the different ingredients they could be using, gelatin, the brushes they use, many a times are from what they call natural bristles, which is definitely, or in most cases, it's from the hair of pigs. So these are some of the concerns, and contamination being the highest of them. So rather refrain from buying from such bakeries.
Important note in that regard, and may Allah give us the ability to practice. We have a call on the line. Let's take a few more callers before we end.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
The Wilson's XXS Mark flavor, is it halal?
Yes, there is halal, so too.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair for that. Then a few more, the Haribo sweets.
Haribo sweets also from Turkey and from Europe. To date, we haven't been able to get sufficient information on them. Many of the variants do contain gelatin. Again, that gelatin, we don't know where it's coming from.
So that is an important one to consider. Then the Moyes Robertson.
Moyes Robertson and Robertson's vanilla essence are both halal suitable.
Well, that's where we leave it for this evening. You can remind listeners about the contact numbers.
Okay, so you can contact our Halal Helpline on 0861-786-111. You can send us an email as well, helpline@sena.org.za. We also have our social media platforms. You can just search for Sena Halal Twitter, Sena_Halal. That's on Twitter, on Facebook as well. You can go to our South African National Halal Authority page. And we have a presence on Instagram as well.
One last question. Base powder contains selenium. Is it halal?
I think if you're talking about the Dr. Auer's base powder, which is the most popular one, that would be halal suitable. But base powder in general, we need to look at the ingredients and then give a case-by-case answer.
Okay, that's a really good moment. Jazakumullah khair for your time coming all the way to the studio. I wish you a safe trip back, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khair. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. And to your listeners.